February 7, 1926, the divine will reigning in the soul raises her above everything, and loving with the love of a God, she can love all things with his very love, and is constituted possessor and queen of all creation. I was fusing myself in the holy divine volition according to my usual way, and taking the eternal I love you of my sweet Jesus, and making it my own. I was going around throughout the whole creation in order to impress it upon each thing, so that everything and everyone might have one single note, one single sound, one single harmony. I love you, I love you, I love you, for myself and for all, toward my Creator, who so much loved me. Now, while I was doing this, my lovable Jesus came out from within my interior, and pressing me to his heart, all tenderness, told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is the I love you of one who lives in my will. I hear the echo of mine together with hers over all created things, therefore I feel the requital of love of the creature for everything I have done." And then, to love means to possess what one loves, or wanting to possess that which is loved. So, you love the whole creation because it is mine, and I'll let you love it because I want to make it yours. Your repeated I love you for me upon each created thing is the way and the right of possession, the right to possess them. In feeling loved, all creation recognizes their master, and therefore they make feast in hearing your I love you being repeated upon them. Love makes one recognize what is one's own, and they give themselves only to those by whom they are loved. And my will reigning in the soul is the confirmation that what is mine is hers. Now, when something is in common between two persons, highest accord is needed, one cannot do without the other. And here is the necessity of their inseparable union, of continuous communications on what to do with what they possess. Oh! How my will reigning in the soul raises her above everything, and loving with the love of a God, she can love all things with his very love, and is constituted possessor and queen of all creation. My daughter, it is in this happy state that I created man. My will was to make up for all that was lacking in him, and to raise him to the likeness of his Creator. And this is precisely my aim upon you, to make you return to the origin, as we created man. Therefore, I do not want division between me and you, nor that what is mine be not yours. But in order to give you your rights, I want you to recognize what is mine, so that, as you love everything and your I love you flows over all things, all of creation may recognize you. They will feel in you the echo of the beginning of the creation of man, and delighting in it, they will yearn to be possessed by you. I act for you like a king who is despised by his peoples, offended, forgotten. These peoples are no longer under the regime of the laws of the king. And if they observe any of the laws, it is force that imposes itself on them, not love. So, the poor king is forced to live in his royal palace, isolated, without the love, the subjection and the submission of the peoples to his will. But among many, he notices that there is one alone who maintains himself whole in letting himself be subdued, entirely and completely, by the will of the king. Even more, he repairs, he cries for the rebellious wills of the whole people, and would want to compensate the king by making himself act for each creature, so that he might find in him everything that he should find in all the rest of the people. The king feels drawn to love this one, and keeps him always under his eyes to see whether he is constant, and not for one day, but for a period of his life, because only constancy is what the king can rely upon, so as to be sure of what he wants to make of the creature. To sacrifice oneself, to do good for one day, is something easy for the creature, but to sacrifice oneself and do good for one's own life, oh, how difficult it is. And if it happens, it is a divine virtue operating in the creature. So, when the king feels sure about him, he calls him to himself into his royal palace, he gives to him all that he should give to the whole people, and putting the others aside, he makes the new generation of his chosen people come out from this one, which will have no other ambition than to live of the will of the king alone, all submitted to him, like many births from his womb. Don't you think, my daughter, that this is precisely what I am doing for you? My continuous calling you into my will, so that, not yours, but mine may live in you. My wanting from you that you let me find the note of your I love you, of your adoration for your Creator, of your reparation for each offense, upon all created things and from the first to the last man that will come. Does this not say in clear notes that I want everything in order to give you everything, and that, raising you above everything, I want my will to be restored in you, whole, beautiful, triumphant, just as it came out of us in the beginning of creation? My will was the prime act of the creature. The creature had her prime act in my will, and therefore it wants to do its course of life in her. And even though it was suffocated at its very first arising in the creature, it was not extinguished, and therefore it awaits its field of life in her. Don't you want to be its first little field? Therefore, be attentive. When you want something, never do it on your own, but pray to me that my will may do it in you. In fact, that same thing, if you do it yourself, sounds bad, gives of human. But if my will does it, it sounds good, it harmonizes with heaven, it is sustained by a divine grace and power, it is the Creator that operates in the creature, its fragrance is divine. And rising everywhere, it embraces everyone with one single embrace, in such a way that all feel the good of the operating of the Creator in the creature.